break here. We're going to leave it here. Tell us about that first quarter.
It was 22-11, and what we've seen from the Wolves is what we expected. Folsom has been a dynamic player. She has not missed a shot, I don't think. And they led 22-11, but then over the last 90 seconds of the first quarter, the Warriors rallied, scored 9 consecutive points, and we'll go into the second quarter of a 2-point ball game. Ignacio Valley leading 22-20.
Yeah, you're right. Folsom ended up with 14 points, all 2-point baskets in the first quarter. Did a great job of getting into the paint and just hitting those floaters, and had a couple great assists also on the backside to her other counterpart, Soraya Stark, the other 5'4" guard. They did a great job in their press also.
That turned
both guards up front, pressured and double teamed, couple big turnovers. Warriors struggled with that in the first quarter of a lot of games, so hopefully they can settle in.
Ready for the second quarter, and it will be the Wolves, the number 14 seed. Is that right, 14?
Yes, 3-14. No,
4-14.
4-13.
4-13, there we go. I knew it was something.
4-13.
They'll start the second quarter with the ball.
Folsom will have it coming across midcourt, guarded by Nunes. Warriors in a 2-3 zone. Call it man now. A little bit of a sagging man. Don't want the Wolves driving. They haven't hit a 3-point basket. I expect Coach Clifton to try to challenge him a little bit. Block shot at the free throw line by Wilson. Big block right there as she blocked Nene Hill.
And that's the 16th foul against the Wolves. So the Warriors will be in bonus the rest of this half. Delnor just has 2 team fouls so far. With 7:42 left in the second quarter.
Again, full court pressure here by the Wolves.
Different look now.
Yes, as they have a player up onto the inbounder. That'll be the quick trap player. Nunez back to Taylor. Over to Brooklyn. Breaks the press across midcourt. They're fast. They recover quickly. Nunez. 10-footer on the way. No good. Air ball. Rebounded by Winningham, though. Over to Carter. Carter's going to fire the 3. No good.
Lily Wilson got the foul, and she gave a pretty good shove in the process.
Wilson's going to pick up the foul. Wilson gets her first. That's the 13th foul against the Warriors. Carter comes out. Sente Steinruck comes in the game.
She's a sophomore, has yet to score, brought up from the JVs, yet to score on the varsity level.
Definitely an athletic defensive player. Across midcourt, here comes Dang. Dang with the ball out on top, goes high post, tries to get it to Rios. Back over to Brooks, and they'll reset on top to Starks. Starks with the ball, guarded by Taylor. Over to Folsom, high post, Brooks shoots it. No good, long rebounds, reset by Dang. Wolves get another possession here. 6:50 left here in the second quarter. Folsom dribble drive, pulls up, 15-footer on the way. No good, rebound by Winningham. She gets it out to Taylor. Warriors try to break the quick press, and Nunez does across the sideline. Goes behind the back of the ball, stolen. Easy bucket back the other way for the Wolves. Folsom will get it. 24-20, your score. Warriors trail by 4. Taylor across midcourt, and she's going to get fouled. Be 1-1 situation, as the foul's going to go against Stark.
You can see me helping out Tyrone Bacchus there.
I saw that, 1-1. That's fantastic. I'm sure he was looking up for your guidance.
Lauren Stutz comes back into the game for the Warriors.
Taylor's at the line, shooting 1-1. Taylor, 55% free throw shooter, averaging 5 points a game.
Warriors going big with both Stutz and Wilson in the lineup right now.
I like it. Up, no good. Rebound by Wilson. She'll put it back up and miss. Rebounded by the Wolf. Decent look for Wilson. She's got to knock those down. Folsom with the ball. Dribble drive. Pulls it back. 8-footer on the way. Over Nunez. Knocks it down. Pretty step back she's got off that crossover, John.
So after Delnor went on a 9-0 run to end the first quarter, the Wolves have come back, and they're on a run of their own.
Nunez, dribble drive, middle of the key, floater goes up, no good. Loose ball picked up by Stutz. Over to Sente, and the ball's loose on the ground, picked up by Stutz again. Sente couldn't handle the pass, but Stutz got it back. Nunez has it up on top. Underneath to Wilson, over to Stutz. up with the shot, no good. Got to get those buckets to fall. The big girls got to produce tonight. Out in transition is Wolves.
Warriors
have a travel foul, I believe.
Warriors have left about 8 points underneath the basket with easy baskets they've not been able to convert.
Wolves are going to get called for the travel on the break there as she tripped over her own feet there.
That's twice. We've seen that at both ends of the court where both teams have had a little trouble with the flooring.
Dente with it. She's going to have it knocked away by the Wolves to go out of bounds. As when the Warriors break that press, they come quickly with the double team across midcourt. Brooklyn Carter got a quick break there. 5:20 left here in the second quarter. Warriors trail by six, kind of weathering the storm here by the Wolves. Nunez with the ball. Skip pass to Brooklyn. Underneath, great job by Stoops, but she's got to make that. She misses the layup. Back the other way, Folsom. Scoop shot up. No good. Rebounded by Carter. Carter gets it out to Wilson. Over to Stoops. To Nunez. They're playing hot potato back there. Down the floor, Taylor to Brooklyn. Brooklyn underneath to Wilson, high post. Back to Carter. She'll fire the three. Knocks it down. Brooklyn Carter with another bucket.
Off the rim, off the backboard, and in.
She's got three threes and 13, and the Warriors trail by three. Folsom guarded by Nunez. Over to Stark. Back to Folsom. She'll fire the three. No good. Big rebound by Wilson. Out to Nunez. Nunez triple team. She gives it up to Taylor. Taylor back over to Nunez. Underneath to Stoops, but the ball's knocked away. It's going to be Delmore ball. I like the patience getting it to the big girls. Stoops has got to take her time. Wilson's got to take their time. This is their moment right now. Taylor will inbound to Nunez. Back to Taylor, underneath to Wilson. Right where she needs to be. These girls aren't going to block their shot. They're a couple inches shorter. Foul against Wilson. She'll go to the line. I'm going to go against Casey Brooks. If Gorman will come back in the ballgame, Wilson at the line to shoot two. Wilson missed the first one. 75% free throw shooter missed the first one.
One of just two seniors on this Del Norte team. Hey, Bigfoot's here.
Second free throw is good. 26-24 your score. Bigfoot is in the house. Ball goes right side to Folsom. Ball fake. Back out on top. Starks will fire the three. No good. Rebound by Wilson. Wilson owning the board. Down the floor to Jacqueline in transition. Bucket. Jacqueline Gorbett back in the ballgame. Gets a transition layup. High ball game, Warrior fans, 26-26. Folsom with the ball, fires the 15-footer, no good. Big rebound by Brooks, though. They'll kick it back outside. Three ball goes up, no good. Ball's loose on the ground. It's going to be a foul against the Wolves as Gorbett had it.
Warriors have come back from 11 down halfway through the first quarter, and they have a chance to take the lead at the free throw line with 3:44 to go in the half.
Jacqueline, a 54% free throw shooter, is at the line to shoot 1-1 here. 19 fouls will be double bonus from here on out for the Warriors. Only three team fouls against the Warriors so far. Jacqueline knocked down the first free throw. She's got three on the night.
And for the first time tonight, Del Norte is in the lead, 27-26.
It was an ugly first 4 minutes, wasn't it, John? We didn't get it on the air either. Might have been a good 4 minutes not to have. Gorbett knocked down both free throws.
There was a power outage that hit the gym, and that really screwed up our equipment. And Folsom goes coast to coast for a basket to tie it back up at 28.
That was like a Nunez move down to the side of the rim and scoop shot. Nice bucket by Folsom. Over to Gorbett across midcourt, playing pass back with Nunez. Skip pass to Carter. Carter fires a three from the wing, no good. Long rebound to Folsom, though. Folsom quickly comes back the other way. Goes right side over to Starks. Starks has got it, she's trapped in the corner. Skip pass on top to Brooks. From the elbow, knocks it down off the backboard. Casey Brooks with her second bucket of the night. Back to a two-point lead for the Wolves. Nunez across midcourt to Carter over to Stoops. Wilson had it. Ball was loose on the ground, picked up by Stoops. Stoops has the ball knocked away from her. It's going to be picked up by the Wolves. Wolves are back out in transition. That's Keisha Brooks. Over to Starks. Shot goes up from the wing. No good. Rebounded by Stoops. Out to Nunez. Nunez guarded tightly out on top, but we're going to get a foul. Bolson's going to pick up her first. It'll be double bonus situation for Nunez. Nunez 2-for-2 from the line so far tonight. Oh, you got here Irm making two free throws off the get-go, didn't you?
Yes.
I can't read your writing.
We were scrambling, trying to get the equipment working. His first shot, no good. Trying to get the equipment working. I was working the book. He was working the book. He was working the equipment. I was making phone calls. And we finally were able to piece things together.
Thank you, Gloria, back in the studio for making it happen for us. Second free throw on its way. It's good also. Forrest, 5 of 6 from the line. Nunez is. Warriors trail by 1. 30-29 your score on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Shot back the other way by Folsom over Nunez. Another bucket. The kid's got plenty of D2 looks, Coach says, and is just trying to kind of navigate through that idea. She is a senior this year. Gorbett back to Wilson, back to Gorbett. Gorbett seems like that shoulder's doing okay.
And nice pass from Wilson for the assist.
One thing, Wilson is an underrated passer she is at the low post. Good basketball IQ. Folsom will fire up another one. It's going to be almost an air ball. Picked up by the Wolves, but it's going to be thrown out of bounds. Almost not picked up by the Bigfoot over on the other side. We do have a Bigfoot sighting, huh, John?
Think he could dunk?
I think he could dunk. We need to ask him. Wilson comes out. Great minutes by Lily.
Gets a big round of applause from the fans and from her teammates.
As Kimura will come in the ballgame. Nunez across midcourt. Double team. Skip pass to Carter. Carter fire another three.
Oh!
In and out, no good. Kimura gets the rebound and knocks it down and is fouled. Great job by Kimura McCovey. She'll get the bucket. She's fouled. And the foul's going to go against Folsom. She's going to pick up her second.
This Ignacio team only brought 8 players. They've got 11 fouls in the first half, so that's going to play a role in those final two quarters.
Kimura trying to complete the 3-point play. Warriors lead by 1 now. Still 1. Long rebound's going to go to Gorbett, though. Warriors are going to get another possession. Tried to go underneath to Kimura, but it's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Wolves. Warriors will inbound underneath their own basket off the missed free throw. 1:35 left here in the first half. Nunez inbounding the ball. Nunez gets it in to Carter. Over to Nunez. Back out to Carter. She'll fire the 3. Back rim, no good. Folsom back with the rebound. Folsom dribble drive to the basket. Scoop shot goes up. Great look.
Unless you stop her, she's going to go to the hoop, and she is going to usually score.
She's got 24 points tonight in the first half. Over to Gorbett. Up with the shot. Great job by Jacqueline.
Shoulder injury? What shoulder injury?
She's got 8 this quarter. Warriors lead by 1. Shot goes up, Folsom misses, gets her own rebound, puts it back up, and puts it in and silences the crowd as she's got 26 in the first half. Nunez over to Gorbett, dribble drive, over to Kimura. Kimura up with the shot, no good. Long rebound, travel call. Maybe a travel call by Brooks.
I think Delnor got away with it, and Carter bumped her pretty good, and that's what caused her to move her feet.
I definitely saw there, John. Nunez will inbound the ball.
Nunez running out of time.
Coming in, and it's going to be stolen. Brooks tries to throw it down the floor, and it's going to go out of bounds off. It's going to just go straight out of bounds off the pass. They tried to do a home run pass, but the ball went out of bounds. It's going to be a Warrior ball. 38 seconds left here in the quarter. 1-point lead for the Wolves. 36-35. What a feverish pace this first half has been. Both sides. Oh, Carter went to pass it before she caught it.
Yep.
She saw Stoops wide open on the backside and just missed it. Taylor comes in. Carter comes out. Shot clock might as well be turned off. There's 0.4 second differential. 30 seconds left here in the quarter, in the half. Slowly coming across midcourt like Nunez usually does is Folsom. Lania Folsom, averaging 24 points a game, and she's got 28 tonight already. It's not even halftime. Folsom dribble drive, up with the shot, puts it in.
She scored over three Warriors.
Shot goes up.
Good, and it goes.
Oh, right just off to the side. Nunez misses. So here we are at halftime. Del Norte trailing 38-35. We'll be back with the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the halftime report, and it's brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need. From hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Jawell Benz in Hartwick, Sutter Coast Hospital, Chimney Craft, and Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are South Coast Appliance, Brian's Beach Dogs, Sutter Coast Hospital as our scoreboard sponsor, and our halftime show brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome back to the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report here at Tuna Gymnasium in the first round of the North Coast Section Division 4 playoffs, where the Del Norte Warriors trail the Ignacio Valley Wolves by a score of 38-35 in a game where the Warriors trailed by two at the end of the first quarter, and now trailed by three at halftime. But
Warriors down, we're down about 22-11 halfway through the first quarter. So good job by Del Norte. They were able to stop the penetration that the Wolves were scoring easy baskets on and making the Wolves work for every basket. I see Del Norte High boys basketball coach Chris Rice was talking to Bigfoot from Fog Bank, I think Chris was checking to see if Bigfoot had any eligibility left, because it'd be nice to have somebody tall in the lineup.
His basketball team is a needs of sparkers.
Let's take a quick look at Del Norte High wrestling.
Wrestling squad rocking it.
At the Humboldt Del Norte League Championships, which were held last Saturday at Fortuna, and to say that the Warriors dominated would be an understatement. Del Norte scored 211 points. They clinched the team title before the final matches were even held. Hoopa Valley finished a distant second with 144 points. Del Norte had four individuals claim championships. They were Jules Bates, Isaac Lopez, Colton Shad, and Chase Mantonia. Seven other Del Norte athletes finished second, and the top three in each weight class will advance to the North Coast Section Championships this weekend. So we wish the Warriors a lot of luck. I have a feeling that they may make some noise at the NCS tournament. And there's no divisions, if memory serves.
No divisions. It's all the teams from the North Coast Section, from De La Salle, Marin Catholic, all the way down to Ferndale.
Yes. So good luck to the Warriors.
And let's take a look at the Division 4 girls North Coast Section bracket, as Del Norte has four teams in the bracket. Number one seed Piedmont got the bye. Number eight, Healdsburg's taking on Lick Wilmerdine. That's the 8-9 seed. And then the number four seed, Del Norte, taking on Ignacio tonight here at Tunin Gymnasium. The other game, McKinleyville against Middletown. McKinleyville trailing by one midway through the second quarter, 11-10. Branson got the two seed, and they're going to get a bye tonight. They'll play the winner of St. Mary's and Justin Siena in the 7-10 matchup. St. Bernard's is hosting Cloverdale tonight, and Arcata's on the road taking on Fort Bragg. The six-seeded Tigers had to travel to the 11-seed Fort Bragg Timberwolves because of league championship in the first-round situation for Fort Bragg. So well-represented Del Norte is, but a shaky start here, a shaky start in McKinleyville. The Warriors need to flip the script here, John, in the second half to try to get things going.
Key things for Del Norte is, first off, a lot of fouls called on the Wolves in the first half. They only brought eight players. Bigfoot. I got a fist from Bigfoot.
Can you slam it? Yeah. Bigfoot dunk it?
He says he needs a trampoline.
Somebody's got to give Bigfoot a trampoline. All right.
Do you have any eligibility left?
I saw Coach Rice talking to you. You got eligibility left to play next year?
He says, yeah. Outstanding.
Well, I should check that birth certificate.
It's not often you have a big celebrity like Bigfoot come and visit you.
I know, we got fist bumps.
Yeah, that's cool.
Welcome to the big show, John. Well, let's take a look at the scoring here in the first half. Ignacio Valley, it took me a calculator to just add up one players. 28 points in the first half. All two-point baskets, no free throws, just made buckets, John, in the first half for Linnea Folsom. She had 28.
And most of them were from drives to the basket, often in fast-break situations or after turnovers because of the Wolves' press.
Casey Brooks had four. Starks, Soraya Starks had four. And Kasha Brooks had three. And for Del Norte, it was Brooklyn Carter leading the way. She had 13, including three three-pointers in the first half. Lily Nunez had 10. She had seven free throws and a made three-pointer. Jacqueline Gorbett had 8 points, all coming in the second quarter. McCovey picked up two, and Lawrence Stutz had one in the form of a free throw for Del Norte. So, John, keys to the second half. What do you think the Warriors got to do?
First off, no more turnovers off the press. That leads to easy baskets. They cannot do that anymore. Second, they have to continue to do what they did in the second quarter, and that is pack the paint. Do not allow Folsom to drive because she's just too good. She never misses, or she dishes off to a wide-open teammate. They've got to make sure that the Wolves have to beat them from outside, not driving to the basket. And, as always, free throws. Del Norte has to make its free throws down the stretch, and if they can do all three of those things, Warriors will be in pretty good shape. That's easier said than done, because the Wolves are going to be trying to do exactly the opposite. They're going to try to drive to the basket. They are going to try to draw fouls from Del Norte, and they're also going to try to make that press even more effective, turning into easy points for them.
Well, I think at the same time, if Coach Jackson's over there, I think they did a great job making that road trip and having a great game plan coming into this facility and outplaying the Warriors in the first quarter is tough to do after a long road trip, especially if you're not used to traveling. Now the question will be, can they sustain that through a whole game? You can get tired traveling all day. This team only has eight players, so the question is, can they keep that stamina up, as the Warriors did a pretty good job of rotating their big and getting Carter some breaks, getting Jacqueline some breaks. So the Warriors are definitely going to come back out much more refreshed in the second half. Coach Jackson's got to make sure that he keeps his kids out of foul trouble. Nobody with three fouls left, but they do have four players with two fouls, including Folsom, Casey Brooks, Nene Hill, and Keisha Brooks all have two fouls. So that'll be something to look at.
Well, Coach Jackson brought his team up yesterday. They got in last night.
Oh, got you.
And that really helps save your legs, because it's tough to drive on a bus 7 hours and then get out and try to play basketball. So smart move on his part, getting his team up here early, giving them a chance to get accustomed to Tunin Gymnasium. And I got to say, I'm disappointed with the size of the crowd. And I know you pleaded on Facebook for fans to come out. I know part of that is the North Coast section's asinine. You must buy tickets online. I don't understand that. Nevertheless, it's about half full here in Tunin Gymnasium, and both the players and the coaching staff was hoping for much closer to a full house.
I'm sure Bigfoot was thinking he was going to get a bigger crowd, too. So less than 45 seconds left here before the second half.
This has been the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report, the Hiuchi Hamlet, where they have hot drinks and cold snacks. They have cold drinks and hot snacks. They have everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you don't need it. The Hiuchi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in Hiuchi. Where else are they going to put the Hiuchi Hamlet?
There we go, getting ready for the second half. Foul situation, like I said, two fouls apiece for a couple of the Ignacio players. And the Warriors, just three fouls total in the first half. Carter picked up one, Gorman picked up one, and Wilson picked up one. Big second half here.
One thing that Delmore did very well in the first half was rebound, which has been was a major bugaboo during the Nikolai tournament. They gave up this endless number of offensive rebounds. For the most part, Ignacio Valley has only maybe had a handful, maybe four or five offensive rebounds against the Warriors.
Warriors will get the first possession of the second half if Taylor will inbound the ball into Nunez. It's going to be a 2-3 zone for the Wolves. Underneath to Wilson. High post, low post, back out to Taylor. Taylor fires the three from the wing. No good. Rebound's going to go to Nunez. It's going to go off the Wolves. It's going to be Delmar ball. Bigfoot comes up with it and gets it to the ref.
Lily Wilson needs to learn when she gets that ball on the high post, do not dribble. Do not bring the ball into the land of the Munchkins.
Tries to get the ball out to Nunez. Ball stolen. Back to Nunez, though. Back to Carter. Loose ball picked up by Carter. Fires it. Knocks it down. Carter gets a two-point basket. Back down to a one-point lead. The Wolves come quickly back the other way. Three ball goes up from the wing. No good. Rebound by Wilson. Wilson gets it out to Nunez. Nunez pushes it out in transition to Carter. Over to Gorbert on the baseline. She'll go up. Miss it. Get her own rebound, though. She'll pull it back out. Get past to Taylor. Taylor fires another three. In and out go good. Gets another rebound. Gorbert misses. Wilson goes up and knocks it down and gets fouled. Great hustle by Gorbert and Wilson. Owning the boards that possession.
Something we have not seen in three or four games where Delmore dominated the offensive rebound. It's going to result in a basket and a free throw for Lily Wilson, the senior.
Brooks picks up her third foul quickly here in the third quarter. Becomes an issue right away as Wilson knocks down the free throw also.
The Warriors have their biggest lead of the night. 40-38.
Folsom with the ball back the other way. Dribble drive. Double team. Kicks it back out on top. Over to Stark. She'll go to the basket. Scoop shot's no good. Out to Nunez. Breaks the press. Quickly back the other way. Up with the shot. Knocks it down. Nunez, a little dose of Folsom there. Knocks down the bucket. Back the other way is the Wolf. Folsom has it. Dribble drive. She's going to have the ball tied up. Great job by Gorbin. Jump ball situation. I think we're still good. That's not us.
That's not us. Tell you what, real quick, Larry, if you can hear us, let us know.
Folsom with the ball. Inbounding underneath their own basket. Inside to Brooks. Brooks goes up with the easy one. Poor defense there by the Warriors.
And a foul on Del Norte.
And it's going to be a foul against Gorbett. Gorbett's going to pick up her second.
For somebody that did not know if she was going to be able to play tonight, Gorbett has played lights out.
Brooks goes up with a free throw, misses. 46% free throw shooter, Keisha Brooks is, averages 6 points a game. She had a three-point basket in the first half. That one was willfully short. Air ball.
It caught the net. So technically it wasn't an air ball. It just didn't hit the rim.
Okay, we'll go just net. Short net. Nunez gets it across midcourt to Brooklyn. Kind of throws, almost throws it away. Over to Nunez, though. Taylor picked it up. Nunez, middle of the key, goes up, misses. Wilson comes up with the rebound and puts it right back up and in. Great job by Lily. She's got 5 straight points. Warriors lead by 6. Dribble drive by Folsom, misses. Picked up by Gorbett. Gorbett out in transition. Kicks it back to Taylor. Underneath to Wilson.
Wilson gets the bucket. And you can see what she did there the last 2 times. She got the pass, kept the ball high, didn't dribble, kept it high, laid it up, and laid it in.
Great job by Wilson as Stark picks up her 2nd.
And we have timeout on the court, and we finally have a chance to say hello to Sportscaster Club members.
We love our Sportscaster Club members.
Potter Real Estate Group, H&R Block, Hambro, WSG, Delmore Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Delmore Office Supply, Crescent City, Les Schwab Tire Center, Delmore Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Western Valley Insurance, Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin Stacks and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline, Henry's Car Wash, L&L Design and Construction, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Blue Star Gas, our friends at Shawwell, Benz and Harwood, Sutter Coast Hospital, Chimney Craft, Lisa McCallan at State Farm, South Coast Appliance, and Brian's Beach Dogs.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Wow.
I'm loving it.
We'll do that some more.
that was good, John. You fired them out. Hey, Warriors have scored 11 straight points to start the 3rd quarter. As we talked about a little bit, this team came out from Ignacio Valley very fired up in the first half. The question was, could they sustain it through the whole game? Warriors did what they needed to as they came out and had a great first 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes into the quarter, the Warriors already have 11 points this quarter.
Delmore is doing a great job of stopping penetration, and they're also winning the rebound battle.
Wilson's free throw's no good. It's going to be rebounded, knocked out of bounds off the Wolves as Brooks couldn't hold on to it. It's going to be Delmore ball. As the Wolves' heads start to lower here, they're frustrated as Taylor inbounds underneath their own basket. Into Wilson. Wilson to Gorbett, up, no good, gets her own rebound, back up. We own the board so much as Gorbett and Wilson are fighting over it.
We got a tied up ball, so Delmore's going to keep possession.
Jump ball's going to go Delmore's way. They're talking to each other like, I had it, she says. Taylor will inbound it. Taylor inbounds, skip pass back to Nunez. She shoots this 8-footer in the middle of the key. No good. Long rebound's going to go to the Wolves. Wilson's going to knock it away, and Nunez is going to come up with it. Warriors get the loose ball steal underneath to Wilson. Wilson puts it back up. Misses. Gets her own rebound. She's a man of battling under there. It's going to be a loose ball foul.
Lily Wilson may be having the best game of the season right now.
Foul's going to go against Stark. She's got 3.
And she's coming out.
She has 3. Brooks has 3. Fouls become a situation quickly as they got 3 team fouls so far. Taylor gets it into Brooks. Oh, sorry, into Taylor, but the ball's stolen. Knocked off Folsom out of bounds. Folsom went to take off too quick.
Dribbled it right off her foot.
That happens to me sometimes when I start taking off too fast down the floor. Can't think of one. Can't.
I almost came back with something, but
Taylor inbounds the ball to Gorbett. She has it at the high post. Over to Taylor, corner to Brooklyn. Carter fires the 3. Air ball backside is going to be tied up with Folsom and Gorbett.
This time it's going to go the Concord School's way.
Concord. Ignacio.
Ignacio.
Folsom back across midcourt. 2-3 zone now for the Warriors. 3-point basket by Folsom, no good. Rebounded by Carter. Carter gets it out to Lily Wilson. Out to Nunez. Nunez, shot goes up 3. Layup back the other way is good for the Warriors.
And give the assist to Lily.
As the Warriors have a 10-point lead now. Folsom has it, gets trapped out on the top, kicks it backside to Dang back in the game. Over to Keisha Brooks. Back out on top to Dang. Over to Folsom. Tries to dribble drive. She goes up. Ball's going to be fouled on her way to the basket. I think they're going to get Brooklyn with it. It's going to go underneath here. Brooklyn Carter's going to get the foul on the way, I think. Nope, 2-shot foul. Carter picks up her second. As Wilson gets great minutes.
And gets a great round of applause. It will be the Wolves' ball underneath their own basket.
They didn't say it was on the ground, on the way to the basket. Folsom will inbound. She gets it in to Brooks, middle of the key, knocks it down. The Warriors have struggled with that. As Casey Brooks gets her third basket, down to an 8-point game. Get pass to Taylor. Taylor back to Nunez. Dribble drive. Backside to Stutz. Stutz will go up and miss. Rebounded by the Wolves, though. Stutz has got to take her time. She's a sophomore. She's got to relax in there.
Yep.
Folsom over to Dang. A little bit of a dribble handoff out on top. Gets it over to Folsom. Folsom will fire the 15-footer. Nothing but net. She gets her first bucket of the second half.
Brooklyn Carter went for the steal, and that left her wide open for the easy basket.
Taylor on top to Gorbett. Gorbett is going to get fouled. She got double teamed, but she's going to pick up the. Dang's going to pick up the on ball foul there. Four fouls against the Wolves now. 4-2 is the foul count. Warriors lead by 6.
They were up by 10 just about 30 seconds ago.
4 minutes left here in the third quarter, midway. Nunez with the ball. Dribble drive out to Carter. Carter dribble drive. 18-footer on the way, no good. Picked up by the Wolf. That's Brooks out in transition. Back to Folsom. Folsom. We're going to have an offensive foul. We're going to have a foul against Folsom. Folsom picked up her third. 5 fouls.
Coach Jackson pleading his case that he did not think that it was a player control foul.
50-50.
He could have gone either way. I thought a no-call might have been the best play.
Taylor underneath the suits. Great job by the Warriors. Bam, bam, 3 passes out of the press. That's textbook right there, John. Suits gets the bucket.
Back to an 8-point lead for Del Norte.
Shot goes up. No good by Folsom. She's going to steal it from Taylor, though. Gets it over to Dang. Dang's going to go up and get fouled. Taylor's going to pick up the foul.
It's a good foul.
Yeah, you don't want to give us the free one.
Yeah, you've got fouls to give. Make her into the free throw line.
Taylor's first foul, 3 team fouls, and going to the line is going to be Dang, 56% free throw shooter. He picked the right one to foul, too, John.
I'm sure that was in her mind.
Ignacio's only shooting 55% from the line. First free throw's no good.
Lily Wilson checking back in.
Quick 1 minute break for Wilson as Stutz comes out. Wilson comes back.
You cook with the girl that brought you. Yep. Cook with the element that's hot.
7 points for Wilson this quarter. Second free throw, front rim, barely catches the rim, rebounded by Wilson. Nunez has it across midcourt to Gorbett. Gorbett. Scoop shot goes up, misses. Wilson gets the rebound, no good. Back to Nunez. Nunez goes up, knocks it down. Great hustle by Nunez in the middle of the key. Full timeout on the floor by Coach Clifton.
That'll give us a chance to say hello to, in a more timely fashion.
We can relax a bit.
We can a little bit. Potter Real Estate Group in Crescent City, specializing in residential and commercial real estate. H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed. Hambro, WSG, recycling storage, strip repair, and waste removal. And our friends at Delmar Tire, where the Barnes family says our roots are here, not just our branches. Of course, scoreboard brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital, serving our community with care. And the halftime show brought to you by Iuchi Hamlet Gas, fishing tackle, and snacks for your wild rivers adventures.
Adventures.
Plural. You can have more than one.
Hey, snow on the ground today.
That's right. Yeah.
And Gaff, we're building a snowman out front. Jack went out there, the 2-year-old. I don't think he played in snow too much yet, but he double took that snow. It's a little cold out there, Dad.
Winner of tonight's game will advance to Saturday in the quarterfinals, and they'll play the winner of McKinleyville Middleton.
Middletown.
Not 10.
10. So the Warriors ended up 4, St. Bernard's 3, McKinleyville 5, and Arcata 6. We got log jammed right in the middle.
Yep.
So if all the teams stand true, we're going to have 8-2 HDN matches in the quarterfinals. It'll be Arcata against St. Bernard's and Del Norte against McKinleyville. So coming out of the timeout, it's going to be Ignacio Valle's ball as Folsom comes across midcourt. It's going to be a 2-3 zone for the Warriors. Ignacio or Folsom hands it off to Brooks. She misses the cripple underneath. Out to Brooklyn Carter, double team. Gets it to Nunez. Nunez catching the middle of the key all the way to the basket and up with the layup. Great job by Coach Clifton not having Nunez bring it up. She's the middle girl. And once she gets in the middle, she's kind of got a break. Wolf's back the other way. Folsom's got it. Throws an elbow at Gigi. A little frustration. Gets away with it. Shot goes up by Starks and she misses. Another rebound by Wilson. Nunez has it. She'll come across midcourt. Back over to Gorman. Over to Wilson. Wilson up with the shot. Misses that one, though. Had another easy one. Missed it. It's going to be knocked out of bounds off Wilson. Great look by Gorman on the backside, though.
The Warriors up by 12. If they'd made all the easy ones, they'd be up by 20.
Folsom back across midcourt, held to just 2 points here in the second half. Get past to Keisha Brooks, back out on top to Starks. Starks left side over to Rios. Back to Starks, she'll fire the three, no good, long rebound's going to go out of bounds, Delnor ball. It's lack of intensity right now for the Wolves.
Yeah, they had that in the first quarter. It faded in the second quarter, and it's gone here in the third quarter.
Folsom, 28 points in the first half, only has 2 points here in the third quarter. Nunez down to Carter, over to Gorman. Dribble drive up with the eight-footer. Easy buckets for the Warriors.
And Gorman was smart. She took the eight-footer rather than try to go for the layup and probably get the player control foul.
Folsom on the way to the basket, the partially blocked by Nunez. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds off Folsom. And it's going to be Delnor ball. She tried to come up behind Gorbett. Timeout. Go ahead.
20-11, Mack in front at the half.
They turned the gear, too. McKinleyville turned it up as they were only up by one as they take the lead there. And the Warriors got themselves a 14-point lead and a timeout by Coach Jackson.
Warrior broadcasts are brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment in Crescent City and in Brookings. Crescent City Glass, the glass they work with it, serving you since 1947. Crescent Cabinets. Do you need new cabinets? Well, call Crescent Cabinets. It's right there in the name. And Dillard Office Supply for all your office supply and furniture and gifts. Now on 3rd and H Street in Crescent City.
It's been Nunez with 8 and Wilson with 7. Here in the third quarter as the Warriors have opened up a 14-point lead. Warriors inbound the ball. Nunez has it across midcourt. Man-to-man defense now by the Wolf. Over to Gorbett. She'll dribble drive. Up with the shot in the middle of the key. I like a girl that's questionable to start. She's got another 2 points. Up by 16. Shot goes up by Folsom. Air ball short. It's going to go out of bounds off Gorbett. They'll retain possession. 58-42 your score. Warriors lead by 16, 106 left. Folsom will inbound the ball. Folsom gets the ball, throws it off Gorbett's back, and gets her own rebound. She'll fire the three-point basket. No good. It's going to be Delnor ball. Good play by Folsom. Threw it off Gorbett's back and got it back. Taylor gets it into Nunez. She blows by Folsom. Nunez all the way down the floor. Up with the layup. No good. We're going to have a foul. Foul's going to go against Casey Brooks, picks up her third. And that's going to send Nunez to the line to shoot two. Nunez is 5 of 6. Sorry. 7 of 8 from the line so far tonight. Free throws go.
Delmar has 49 points with just under a minute to go in the third quarter. They're going to have a chance to set their season high of 71 against Gold Beach earlier this season.
Gorbett comes out. Wilson comes out. Kimora comes in. McCovey along with Brianna Winningham. Second shot goes up. There's going to be a foul on the rebound against the Warriors, I believe.
Yep.
Foul's going to go against McCovey. She picks up her first. Fourth team foul against the Warriors, six against the Wolves. As Folsom comes across midcourt. Wolves got to make a run here at the end of the quarter, at the beginning of the fourth. 44 seconds left. Ball's loose on the ground, picked up by Taylor. Over to Nunez, out in transition after the turnover. Goes up with the shot and misses. Brooklyn gets the rebound and puts it back up and in. Brooklyn Carter gets the bucket. The Warriors up by 19. Dribble drive by Folsom. Scoop shot goes up and goes in, and she's fouled. Great athletic play by Folsom. She'll get the bucket, and she's fouled. Foul's going to go against Taylor. Taylor picks up her second. As Folsom goes to the line to try to complete the three-point play here with 25 seconds left in the quarter. Free throw's good. It's going to be a 16-point lead. Full court pressure by the Wolves. Dribble drive by Taylor gets it down to Winningham. Backside to Kimora. Kimora up with the shot, knocks it down. Kimora McCovey with the two-point basket. Wolf back the other way. Folsom with the ball. She'll fire the 15-footer. Front rim, no good. Rebounded by the Wolf. And we're going to have a jump ball. As Kimora got down there with Rios, tied it up. It's going to be Delmar ball off possession. 18-point lead now for the Warriors. They get the ball into Nunez. She quickly breaks the double team. Over to Winningham. And gets the bucket. What a great play by Nunez, breaking it and knocking down the bucket. Woo! So at the end of three quarters, Delnor leads 65-45. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnor Warrior Sports. Holy cow. That would be the best quarter of the season. Yeah.
Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Delnor Tire.
The home of Delnor Warrior Sports. 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delnor.
And our legendary Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center.
The home of Delnor Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go!
Back to Tuna Gymnasium, first round of the North Coast Section Division 4 playoffs, and the Delnor Warriors lead by 20, John.
You know, after the Wolves jump to that 22-11 lead, Delnor has outscored their foes 56-23.
Wolves will have the first possession of the fourth quarter. Folsom has it. We're going to have an illegal pick.
Yeah, that's an easy call. She just kept pushing and pushing and pushing on the screen rather than set a solid screen.
Foul's going to go against Brooks. She's going to pick up her fourth.
Warriors going to that big lineup again with both Stutes and Wilson in the lineup.
They paid dividends before. And Nunez will come across midcourt. She's got three girls on her. Gets it out to Stutes underneath to Wilson. Wilson misses, gets her own rebound, misses again. Stutes goes up, misses. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds off Brooks. They're getting
the offensive rebounds. They're not always putting it back in the hoop.
I think you're getting a little fouled there, too, but you're not going to get the call when you're 4 inches taller sometimes. Ball gets passed in, stolen by Folsom. She's all by herself. Easy layup back the other way by Folsom.
And I think that's the first run-out we've seen in the second half for Ignacia.
7 points in the third quarter the Wolves had. Nunez goes up, gets a partially blocked by Rios. Gets it out to Folsom. Folsom's out in transition again. Nice dump off to Dang. The ball's blocked by Taylor. Taylor gets the ball back out to Wilson. Wilson tries to get it to Nunez. It's stolen by Folsom. Wolves will fire the three from the top of the key. No good. Long rebound by Brooks. Wolves coming out with a little fire right now. Middle of the key shot by Folsom. No good. Nunez is going to slow it down. Pressure by the Wolves, three-quarter court. Somebody's got to get middle as Nunez breaks it across the middle of the floor. Wilson out to Carter. Carter, shot goes up. No good, rebounded by the Wolves. And here comes Dang back the other way. Goes corner to Folsom. Three-point basket from the wing. Goes in all the way around the bucket, all the way around the rim. She's got five this quarter, down to a 15-point lead. A big four-minute stretch here for both squads. Duke to Wilson. Easy bucket, as that was a great pass from Stoops to Wilson. Back to 17. When the Warriors take their time and break that press, it's easy bucket.
Yep, every time.
Because they're so much taller, they can pass over the top. Taylor with the ball. I mean, Taylor guarding Folsom. Folsom fires the three, no good. Rebounded by Nunez. Nunez down the floor in the middle across midcourt. She's going to pull it back out on top, guarded tightly by Brooks. Keisha guarding Taylor or Nunez out there with four fouls. Get past to Carter. She's got in the wing. Tries to go underneath. Stolen. Lost it for a six. Lost stolen by Brooks. She's going to go coast to coast back the other way and knock it down. That's going to be Casey Brooks. Two-point basket. 15-point lead. Taylor with the ball. Breaks the double team across midcourt. All the way to the basket, she's going to try to dump it off to Wilson again. And the ball stolen by Brooks. Brooks out to Dang. Dang goes up with it. No good. Long rebound's going to go to Taylor, and Brooks are going to fight over it. And we're going to have...
Foul has been called, but foul? It will be on...
Looks like Brooks, Casey. Casey Brooks is going to pick up the foul. Casey's got her fourth foul, so Casey Brooks and Keisha Brooks, the sisters, both have four fouls.
Gorbett will be coming in after next dead ball.
It's going to be a one-on-one situation for Taylor. Taylor, a 55% free throw shooter, yet to score tonight. She's 0 for 1 from the line. Back at the line for another one-on-one situation as Gorbett comes in and Carter comes out. 67-52 your score. Warriors lead by 15 with 5 minutes left here in the ballgame. After a shaky start, the Warriors have had a great second and third quarter. Oof. Air ball. We're 0 for 2 from the line.
That wasn't close.
No bonus free throws for Taylor tonight. She looked over the coach. Oop. Folsom coming across midcourt. Taylor's done a great job defensively on her here in the second half. Scoop shot goes up for Folsom. She misses. It's going to go out of bounds off Gorbett. It's going to be... Wolf ball. Folsom will inbound it. Gets it in. Ball's loose. Picked up by Wilson. Wilson gets it over to Nunez. And we're going to have a foul across the head by Folsom. It was definitely not on purpose.
No, it was. She was trying to get to the ball and just.
Folsom with four.
Ran into her arm.
And we talked about this.
And you can tell that the Wolves are getting very, very frustrated. And so here's what's happened. The referee, Darion Backus, tried to throw the ball down court. Hit.
If it wasn't hit the player.
Hit Folsom. And then Folsom kicked it, and he thought about giving the tee and realized, you know, that
nice. Partial blame.
Yeah, that's on me.
That was a good bite right there, because that would have been her fifth foul, too.
Yeah, and that's a good decision on his fault. His part. Good refereeing there.
But Nunez at the line to shoot one and one. First one on the way. No good by Nunez. Rebounded by Starks. He's out in transition. All the way to the basket. Scoop shot goes in for Starks.
And you have to think that Coach Clifton's going to call timeout with it down to 13.
Gorbett down the floor to Stoops. Tries to go backside. Picked up by Gorbett. Well, you've got Stoops, Gorbett, and Wilson in there now. The three leading rebounders. Foul's going to go against Starks. Starks picks up her fourth foul. Four players have four fouls for the Wolves now.
That's an amazing thing.
When you only have
none of them have fouled out.
First free throw on the way for Gorbett. No good. Free throws coming to haunt the Warriors once again in the fourth quarter. They're 0 for 3 in the fourth quarter. They are two for six in the second half. Second free throw on its way, knocks it down. As the Warrior leads back out to 14. Folsom with the ball. She's got to do something right now. 28 in the first half. She's got to bring her Wolves back. Dribble drive baseline. Scoop shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Gorbett. Back to Nunez. Nunez to Taylor. Get past to Gorbett. Gorbett over to Nunez. And they'll pull it back out on top with 4 minutes left to play. Corner to Taylor. She'll fire the three. Shot goes up. No good. Long rebounds to Folsom, though. She'll push it out in transition. Goop shot from the middle of the key goes in off the backboard. Timeout by Coach Clifton.
Just when we said that we had not seen any runouts, easy layups for the Wolves, all of a sudden we've seen about 8 points from transition basketball, and what was a 20-point Delaware lead is down to 68-56.
Folsom with seven of them, and Stark got a runout for 2 points also. So that was a great couple minutes right there for Coach Jackson's team as they were down 20 at the end of three and have cut it down to 12 points here. 8 point advantage so far in the fourth quarter for Coach Jackson.
Warrior Athletics brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes Crescent City, Les Schwab Tire Center, where doing the right thing matters. Delmar Ambulance, now and always dedicated to serving. Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef, and Western Valley Insurance. On and off the court, teamwork makes the difference. Call Western Valley Insurance for a local team committed to the community.
McKinneyville now up 30-19, 11-point lead for the Panthers heading into the fourth quarter.
Winner of this game, winner of that game, meets on Saturday. If it's Delmar and McKinneyville, will be right here at 7 p.m.
And that'll be the fourth time?
That'll be the fourth time. Delmar's 1-2. McKinleyville's 1-1. Delmar won the opening round between those two teams in the Humboldt Delmar League tournament just over a week ago here in Tunum Gymnasium.
Taylor will inbound the ball. Full court man-to-man pressure now by the Wolves. Gets the ball into Nunez. Nunez comes across midcourt. Folsom's going to guard her out on top. One of the leading stealers in the section. Tries to skip pass over to Stoops. The ball stolen. Knocked around, picked up by Gorbett, though, as they try to get it out in break. Gorbett's going to try to get it to Taylor. It's going to be a foul.
And that's a technical as well. You saw that one coming a mile away.
Starks is fouled out. That's her fifth foul, and she gets the bonus technical with it.
The rare sixth foul.
She got the bonus.
Usually only seen. So Delmar will go to the line and shoot the two shots because it's now in the double bonus, and then they'll shoot the two technicals, and the Warriors will get the ball back as well.
Gorbett will get two shots, double bonus here. This is the first one.
Free throws have been a struggle tonight for the Warriors.
68-56, 12-point lead for the Warriors. Second free throw's front rim, no good. And they'll switch out here as Taylor will come in and shoot. The 55% free throw shooter that's 0 for 2 from the line. That airballed the last one. That's confidence right there.
Yep.
Confidence. See?
We reversed Jinxter.
Yeah. That means she was due.
There we go. See if we can make it two in a row. Yo, ooh. I thought it was going to go.
So only one out of four free throws there. Warriors will get possession, though, and the Warriors lead by 13.
With 3:39 to go.
Could have done much better there. Taylor will inbound the ball. And Starks, the second leading scorer from the Wolves, have fouled out. Ball gets thrown into Gorbett. Ball's knocked away, picked up by Folsom. Out in transition is Folsom. Folsom. Drop pass over to Brooks. The ball's knocked away by Gorbett. It's going to go out of bounds. Great hustle by Gorbett to get back and break that up. Folsom will inbound underneath their own basket. 14-point lead. Dang's going to get called for the travel. She thought twice about passing it back out on top.
Did the little
turnover for the Wolf.
Did the little bunny hop.
The little bunny hop. Carter comes in.
In baseball, we say it's a crow's hop.
Stutes comes out. As Taylor will inbound the ball, full court pressure by the Wolf still. Gets the ball into Gorbett. Gorbett breaks the double team across midcourt out to Nunez. Nunez tracked it down on the back in front court. Dribble drive, breaks the double team all the way to the basket, and up with the shot, knocks it down.
What a great play by Lily Wilson, who sealed off her defender and allowed for a clean pass to the basket.
Smart basketball right there. Dang has it up on top. 15-point lead with 3 minutes left. Over to Folsom. Folsom fires a three from the wing. No good. Long rebound's going to go to Folsom, though. Gets her own. All the way to the basket, goes up, and she's going to get fouled. Folsom will go to the line to shoot two. And the foul's going to go against 22? Oh, no, two. That was against Nunez. First foul against Nunez. 16 foul. Folsom at the line to shoot the free throw. Misses that one. Folsom's only shot. That's her third free throw tonight.
And
as Wilson had a great game coming out.
And in fact, Coach Clifton is sending in a flock of Warriors.
As Franz gets in, Kiki Franz into the ballgame for the first time. Winningham's in. Kimora came in also. Second free throw is good by Folsom, down to a 14-point lead. Taylor with the ball across midcourt. Over to Franz. Franz up with the layup, gets the bucket. The senior, Kiki Franz, gets a North Coast section basket. Dang with it, coming back the other way. Back out on top to Folsom. Folsom over to Dang. Fires the three, knocks it in off the bank. She was even surprised it went in. Timeout on the floor by Coach Jackson. It's down to a 13-point lead for the Warriors.
With 2:26 to go, 73 points is the most the Warriors have scored this season in any game. It had been 72 held against Gold Beach. Warrior Athletics brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes More John Parts and Service. For one-on-one service and support with a winning edge, see the team at More John Parts and Service. McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Tax, Bookkeeping, and Payroll Services. Valvoline, Henry's Car Wash, the Works Car Wash across from Fred Meyer, and our friends at L&L Design and Construction, Commercial and Residential Construction, now licensed in the great state of Oregon.
The great state of Oregon.
Or as Steely Dan would call it, Oregon.
2:26 left here in the ballgame. Delmar leading by 13. 73-60 your score. Warriors are in double bonus. The Wolves will be in bonus on the next foul.
Mad Dog, what's Coach Clifton telling his team right now?
Take care of the ball. Value each possession here. They are not going to foul you. So you just need to take care of the ball. They're not going to do a lot of reaching. They have three players with four fouls out there, including Folsom, Brooks, both Brooks girls. Three of the Dang's probably the only player out there for the Wolves that can really gamble. So just take care of the ball and relax. We don't need to throw the ball all the way down the floor.
Which we just did.
A long run throw stolen by the Wolves. Folsom has it. Folsom back over to Rios. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound by Franz. Franz gets the rebound, and we're going to have a foul against Franz with an elbow there.
And Franz is lucky she didn't connect with that elbow, or it would have been a flagrant foul, and she would have been gone.
Franz will pick up the foul.
Hey, give credit to this Wolves team. They were down by 20. They're still in it with 2:14 left.
The player control, so it's not a bonus situation. Ball will be inbounded by Folsom. She gets it into Rios. Ball's loose on the ground. Folsom picks up the loose ball. Double teamed on the baseline. Kicks it out to Dang. Dang fires. It's an air ball. Ball picked up by Brooks. Kicks back outside. Shot goes up. No good. Over to Nunez after the rebound by Franz. Nunez over to Taylor. Taylor across midcourt, corner to Kimora. Back to Taylor underneath to Winningham. Over to Franz. Franz up with it, misses the easy one. Here comes Folsom back the other way. 1:40 to go. We're going to have a travel ball as she jump stopped and then kind of slid, didn't she, John?
That's the way I saw it.
13-point lead.
Official Tyrone Bacchus taking charge, telling the bench of the Wolves to quiet down.
As Taylor gets the ball into Nunez. Nunez trying to break the triple team, gets it back over to Taylor. Taylor across midcourt, get pass to Kimora. Kimora with the dribble drive, middle of the key, goes up with the shot. Nice move by Kimora. Kimora McCovey's got six tonight.
And that is the dagger.
Folsom fires the three, knocks it down, says we're not going away, as she's got 11 this quarter, and it's down to a 12-point lead with 1:15 left.
Timeout called on the court. Warrior Athletics brought to you by McDonald's. Stop in after the game for a burger. How about a Big Mac? Go Warriors. Eco Nutrients, local organic fertilizers for the backyard gardener in you.
In me?
In you.
All right.
England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment. Go Warriors and Blue Star Gas. Propane, sales, and service in Crescent City and in Brookings.
Senior Lanaya Folsom, the 5'4 senior for Ignacio Valley, has 44 points.
She is as good as advertised. She just didn't have a lot of help. And in the second quarter, when things started to go against the Wolves, she could not find pass to the basket like she did in that first quarter.
Donner did a good job of packing the middle of the key there in the second half. Nunez will inbound the ball. Nunez gets it in to the other team almost. Yep. To Dang. Dang. Back out to Folsom. She'll fire the three. No good. Long rebound goes right to her. She'll dribble drive to the basket, go up, and she's going to get fouled. As Franz is going to pick up the foul.
Warriors almost undoubtedly going to win this, but it's not been the prettiest basketball for the Warriors these final 2 minutes.
Yeah. Folsom back at the line to shoot two. 75-63 your score. First free throw is good for Folsom. Down to an 11-point game. Warriors just trying to limp out of this thing. Second free throw on its way. Front rim, no good. Rebound by Winningham. Nunez has it. Passes it straight to Dang. Turnover for the Warriors. Corner to Folsom. Ball fake, dribble drive, scoop shot goes up, knocks it down. Another bucket for Folsom, and we're down to a, is that nine?
11. 11. 75-60. Oh, there it is. They changed it on the scoreboard. Yeah. It's down to a 9-point game with less than a minute to go.
Timeout on the floor by Coach Jackson.
Warrior Athletics brought to you by Shawwell Benson Hardway. Good luck, Warriors, from Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm. Clitter Coast Hospital, serving our community with care. Chimney Craft, working for you since 92, keeping you warm and happy. Lisa McCown, your State Farm agent, and like a good neighbor, Lisa's there. South Coast Appliance, new and used appliances behind Dutch Brothers in Brookings and in Crescent City, and Brian's Beach Dogs. Relish today, ketchup tomorrow, grab a dog, and more in Harbor.
So if you're Coach Jackson, what I do here is I extend this game right now. You have Dang and you have Nene. Is Nene on the floor? Nope. Just Dang and Rios out there playing with less than four fouls. I would extend this game and start fouling at this point.
He only has two reserves now.
You definitely do not want to. You got three players out there playing with four fouls. Timeouts left. They're saying he has no timeouts left.
Well, the first thing Delmarne has to do is inbound the ball, something they failed to do three consecutive times.
And so Taylor will inbound the ball. Get it into Nunez. Nunez hands it off to Taylor.
And the assistant coach has just got a technical from Ignatius Valley.
Technical foul.
Second tee of the night against the visiting team. And now Coach Clifton and the coaching staff of the Wolves having a conversation they probably shouldn't be having.
As Nunez will shoot the free throws here. tough turn of events here all the way around in this game. As Nunez misses the first one. 51 seconds left. Warriors lead by 9. Make it 10 as Nunez knocks down the second free throw, and the Warriors will have the ball at the sideline. Coach Jackson has been told he has to sit down,
but he doesn't have to sit down until the ball is inbounded. He's going to go ahead and sit down early. That's the Gabe Lopez. He found out that you don't have to sit down until the ball is inbounded, so he doesn't.
Taylor will inbound the ball, get it into Gorbett, and she'll be kind of pushed out of bounds, and that'll be 5 fouls on Holt.
Whale of a game for the senior.
Folsom will finish the game with 44 points.
If she's not a college-level player, I don't know what is. She is just absolutely remarkable going to the hole. And she can certainly play at the next level.
Gorbett will go to the line to shoot 2 on the double bonus. Gorbett only 1 of 4 from the line this fourth quarter. First one on its way, it's good.
I was going to say, she can't blame her shoulder injury for problems at the free throw line. It's her left shoulder, and she shoots right-handed.
11-point lead now with 50 seconds left, pinning the second free throw. Rebound by the Wolves. 11-point lead with 45 now. Brooks back the other way. Scoop shot goes up, and she's fouled. Looks like Franz is going to pick up her third in as many minutes as she's played. Nope. Going to go against Taylor. She's got her third. Ninth team foul against the Warriors. It's going to be a shooting foul here. 2 shots for Kaysha Brooks. Brooks 0 for her first 2 free throws. She makes that one. She's 1 of 3. 46% free throw shooter has now cut the lead down to 10. 77-67. Pending the second free throw here. Second free throw on its way is good. 77-68, 9-point lead. Taylor will inbound the ball to Gorbett. Back to Taylor. Back to Gorbett. Down the floor to Nunez. Nunez across midcourt and breaks it. If somebody's going to foul, it's got to be Dang here. Hopefully they don't get Brooks here. It was Dang and Brooks right there on Nunez. There's a foul on the floor. Foul's going to go against Dang. She picks up her third. And Nunez will go to the line to shoot 2.
Chance to make it
Kevin,
a 4.
Odd last 3 minutes.
It has
here,
been
John.
A very, very, very odd.
As the Wolves fought back in this game to get it down to single digits.
Okay.
And then just kind of fell apart mentally.
Considering the massive foul problems that the Wolves had, that Folsom was just an incredible force.
Both free throws good. Delmar leads by 11, 79-68.
As good a player as we've seen all season.
Yes. Brooks to the basket, no good. Rebounded by Franz. Franz has it. Taylor breaks the double team down the floor. Tries to go underneath. Ball's going to be stolen by Rios. Out to Brooks.
50 seconds to go.
Drives to the basket, goes up, misses. Brooks gets her own rebound, though, and it's going to be picked up by Taylor on the loose ball. Ball's knocked away by Casey, and it's going to be Delmar ball underneath the basket.
And it finally feels like this lead is big enough and the time is less enough that we can say it's going to be a Delmar victory and they're going to advance to the quarterfinal.
As the Wolves pull back, and Nunez will just dribble this out in the backcourt. And the Delmar Warriors will be advancing to the quarterfinals of the North Coast Section Division 4 here at Tuna Gymnasium. Congratulations to the Warriors as they've defeated the Ignacio Wolves by the final score of 79-68. We'll be back with the postgame show here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Warrior Sports.
Okay. Delmar Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Delmar Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McPheron's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Delmar Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod. broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and Ingle Marine Supply.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Flu season is in full swing, and the staff at Sutter Coast Hospital reminds you that viruses take time, fluids, and lots of rest for a full recovery. Unfortunately, there's not a lot the ER department can do for you that you can't do at home. However, if your fever persists for several days or your symptoms continue to worsen, please seek medical care right away. And as always, if you're not well, please stay home so we can manage this flu season quickly. Sutter Coast Hospital wishes you health in the new year.
Legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Jawell Benz in Hartwick, Sutter Coast Hospital, Chimney Craft, and Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior postgame show right here.
Welcome back to the postgame show here at Tunin Gymnasium, where the Del Norte Warriors just defeated the Ignacio Wolves by a final score of 79-68 in a game that was pretty close through the first half, but the Warriors extended out in the third quarter, scoring 30 points in the third quarter, outscoring the Wolves by 23 points, and the Warriors end up holding on to a 79-68 win. Kind of an odd finish to a game, John, but where the Warriors kind of came out slow at the beginning of the game, but definitely took care of business.
The Warriors trailed 20-11 and then cut it down, trailed by three at halftime, and then just, as you said, blew the Wolves off the court in the third quarter.
Huffed and puffed.
And it will be Del Norte versus McKinleyville, Saturday, 7 p.m. here in Tunin Gymnasium. McKinleyville won tonight 47-25. A nice victory for the Humboldt Del Norte League for the Big Five Conference, and those two teams will meet in the quarterfinals.
Let's take a look at the scoring here for Ignacio Valley. It was Lania Folsom, the senior, with 47 points on the night.
If this is her last game in a high school setting, she went out on top of just a terrific effort by a terrific player.
Casey Brooks, the sophomore, had 8. Keisha Brooks, the junior, had 5. Sarai Starks ended up with 6. And Lauren Deng had 3. And for the Del Norte Warriors, it was spread out scoring for the Warriors, as Brooklyn Carter had 17. Lily Nunez had 24. Brianna Winningham had 2. Taylor had 1. Kamora McCovey had 6. Jacqueline Gorbett ended up with 6, with 14 points. Lily Wilson had 10 points. France had 2, Stutz had 3. The only player that played that didn't score was Sinte Steinrook, the other sophomore. But it was a cast of many there for the Warriors in the scoring column.
It was, and Del Norte got its points where they expected they would get it, from Lily Nunez, from Brooklyn Carter. They got great effort from Gorbed, who was questionable coming into the game with a shoulder injury, and then the best game of the season for Lily Wilson, her 10 points, probably had 10, 12 rebounds. We weren't able to keep track of rebounds because we lost the first 5 minutes of the game because after a power outage knocked us off the air, and we were scrambling just to try to get back in the electric demons working for us again. But nice win for Del Norte, one they expected to, and Warriors showed a lot of heart. And now they get McKinleyville for the fourth time this season.
Now, Warrior fans, it's a Saturday, so if you stayed home tonight, right, Saturday night, you can get out here to Tunin Gymnasium and support these Lady Warriors as they're one win away from being guaranteed to the NorCals. They got to win against McKinleyville on Saturday to have that shot. And it's going to be a great opportunity for the Warriors. We've beat them 2 out of 3 times, John.
So tomorrow, go to the Del Norte High website, click on the Athletics tab, but that will give you the link so you can buy tickets. Why, you know, don't ask us why North Coast Section is making everybody do this, but that's the way it is. Go buy your tickets, go and get it on your phone, and then come to the game on Saturday.
At the same time, they have the QR code here at the game. Bring your smartphone. You can do it all right here at the game, too,
right
at the front, too. You don't have to worry about doing a Wayne and Dream. We're not going to sell out here, folks. Just show up with your smartphone, and we can give you instructions at the table on how to take care of that. So no excuses not to be here Saturday.
And, of course, if you can't be here for, you know, being held hostage someplace, if you're tied up to a chair and unable to make the game, you can listen to us on KPOD 97.9 FM
John Pritchett
and on DelNorteSports.com.
Well, that should wrap things up here tonight as Del Norte defeats Ignacio Valley by a final score of 79-68. A fancy tip of the hat to our engineer without peer, Gloria.
Well,
holding it down.
Engineers tonight.
Engineer, we got JD in the studio also. Great job, you guys. Way to get through that power outage situation. Stay calm, cool, and collected. For John Pritchett, Mike O'Brien at KPOD, General Manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bi-Coastal Media family, I'm John Horner. Thank you so much for listening. And please remember, when you get a chance, stop in and say thank you to the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club sponsors who make Warrior Athletics on the radio possible. Once again, our final score, Del Norte defeats Ignacio Valley by a score of 79-68. We'll see you Saturday night at 7 o'clock as the Warriors take on the McKinleyville Panthers. Good night, everybody. Be safe, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Del Norte Game of the Week, and it was brought to you by Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz and Hartwick, Chimney Craft, Lisa McCowan, South Coast Appliance, and Brian's Beach Dogs. This has been a Bi-Coastal Media Sports presentation.